We have actually faculty and students in Brussels at this time. So we have two what we call faculty-led programs in Brussels. These are students who are traveling short-term with our faculty. We also maintain a semester program in Leuven, Belgium, which is nearby.
How many people are over there at the moment, and what can you tell us about their status at the moment?
What I can tell you is that we have approximately 57 faculty and students in or around Brussels at this time. We've confirmed the safety of 55 of them, and we are waiting on the last two any moment now. And so we know that a majority of our people are safe and secure. We're working with them on shelter in place procedures, as well as any logistical assistance that they may need in terms of travel around the area and making sure that they have safe passage to where they need to be.
Talk about the process you go through in an event like this, just to try and confirm everybody's whereabouts.
Absolutely. The process is rather involved, as I'm sure you can, tell. Communication lines, especially in Brussels, were a little bit jammed this morning. A lot of people on cell phones. And so we actually use multiple forms of communication. So as soon as something like this happens, I reach out to our students and faculty by multiple forms. So by email, by text message, and through Facebook safety check. And we use those as sort of our primary. And then we also have some other ways to get in touch with our students and faculty. And then we just ask for a quick check-in from them. Are you okay? Please confirm your location, things like that. And then we go from there in terms of the assistance level we need to provide. I think it's helpful to know that I maintain direct contact with the U.S. State Department in any crisis such as this. And I also have close contact with my counterparts at other institutions, other universities around the country. So we also share information, and help each other out when we need to.
And I would guess that with this position, the university has so many different groups constantly traveling abroad. I would imagine that for you, this is, a pretty constant process of always just kind of checking in with people around the world.
You're absolutely right. My position at the University of Illinois is a 24/7, 365 position. I am consistently monitoring events around the world and sort of in trying to anticipate how they affect our programming, and then reaching out to our people all over the world when we need to.
How long have you been in this position, Andrea?
I have been with the university for about 3 years now, actively doing this type of risk management work. This position is fairly new to the University of Illinois. I think that's something to keep in mind. These positions are actually fairly new around the country. There are a little bit over 60 of us nationwide who do this at universities around the country. But when you think about how many students in the U.S. study abroad, that's not that many people. And so it's a rather specialized area at this
Sure,
point.
sure. Is this something that you see more and more universities, adopting
Oh,
as we go along?
absolutely. Absolutely. This is an area that is sort of clearly being recognized by the higher education community. Especially, we look to expand international education opportunities for our students. The more students we have going abroad, essentially, the more possibility of risk. And so we need to be able to make sure that we can best support them. So positions like mine are pretty critical for universities to have and to be aware of, especially a university at the caliber of Illinois.